FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The wrongful death civil case of a former Northern KZN rugby player killed in Hawaii will begin in Honolulu today. Lindani Mieni from Mpangeni was shot four times during a scuffle with police in the US state in 2021. The father of two was unarmed. Officers in Honolulu claimed at the time that they responded to a 911 call of an alleged burglary. Newswatch's Nishero Sudhial reports.
The 29-year-old's American wife, Lindsay, has brought a wrongful death lawsuit against the city, arguing, amongst other things, that the officers failed to identify themselves and that their actions were racially motivated. The civil trial is going ahead after the Honolulu City Council declined to vote on a 26 million rand settlement in the lawsuit. According to the Honolulu Civil Beat publication, the council decided to delay the vote after a strong show of opposition from the city's police officers. Prosecutors have decided not to press charges against the three police officers who opened fire on Nieni, saying their actions were justified. Nushera Sudhial, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A house has burnt down in Montclair, south of Durban. Fire crews spent several hours dousing the flames on Glen Road this morning. Etegwini Fire's Craig Peter says the blaze had spread to the roof of the house when officials arrived. He says a car on the property was also alight.
Our first team deployed to track the fire from two ends of the property. And we also got additional team coming from Kongela. We found a number of gas cylinders, a couple of them had already exploded.
And Peter says no one was hurt.
So you have the house and then the lower section. So it looked like there was multiple families living there. According to the owner, everyone was evacuated. We confirmed that after we done a second research once the flames were doused.
The Department of Agriculture has confirmed a new outbreak of foot and mouth disease on a commercial farm in Kroonstad in the Free State. It brings the total number of outbreaks across five provinces to 270. Government is importing vaccines from Botswana and upgrading vaccine production at Onderstepoort amid rising beef prices linked to the outbreak. And two major commercial pilots' associations have rejected claims human error caused an Air India crash that killed 260 people. A preliminary investigation report has found the plane's engine fuel switches had been turned off. The report, released on Saturday, did not offer any conclusions or apportion blame for last month's disaster near the airport in Ahmedabad. But it indicated that one pilot asked the other why he cut off fuel, and the second pilot responded that he had not. The Indian Commercial Pilots Association says it's deeply disturbed by speculative narratives. The crash killed all but one of the 242 people on board the plane, as well as 19 people on the ground. The top story, the wrongful death civil case of a former Northern KZN rugby player killed in Hawaii, will begin today in Honolulu. Follow East Coast Radio Newswatch on WhatsApp to get the latest news.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas are chasing 142 against Zimbabwe in the first match of their T20 Tri Series. The Lions bring in reinforcements ahead of the first test against the Wallabies this weekend. Banyana Banyana take on Mali in a big women's AFCON clash tonight as they look to book their spot in the quarterfinals.